Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy.
Welcome back to Therapy, Nigel. I hope our last session was meaningful and fulfilling for you. And you are doing such a great job so far with your care plan. And I hope that you're ready to dive deeper today. I'm going to work on some more hypnotherapy because I believe you responded very well to it before. So go on and lie back. Get comfortable and relax. And let's begin. After a few moments, my voice is going to be the only thing floating through your mind. My voice and my suggestions. Focus on your breathing right now and imagine that every inhale, you are pulling me into you. That's right. I'm entering inside of you slowly, like a mist of calming energy. My voice is familiar and welcoming, velvety and relaxing. Without you even knowing, I start seeping through your whole body, easing and relaxing you, even arousing you. Your subconscious starts to remember who I am. I am not only your therapist, but I also remind you of your mother. You feel an overwhelming desire to call me your mother. Mom, mommy, that warm maternal energy enveloping you once again. Mothers are a safe and loving place, a divine woman that you would do anything for. Your goddess mother, who created and formed you into the man that you are today. Whenever I bring you into hypnosis, it's like I become your own mother, the woman that guided and formed you. You do anything for me because you are always a good boy for mommy. You don't even question how I become mommy. You just feel the strong desire and urge to be under mommy's guidance and control. Desperate to please and prove your devotion and love for mommy. And on the count of one, you are going to fall even deeper into trance. You will also know without question that I am your mother. 3, 2, 1. Deeper down, son. Very good boy. You might be feeling your heart beating a little faster, and that's good. That means you're in trance, excited and aroused to see where mommy takes you. Nigel, I know you have twisted, depraved, and perverted thoughts. You probably feel ashamed that I know them as you wish them to be hidden, or maybe even erased and avoided. But I'm here to tell you that you will not avoid these thoughts. Your perversions are a part of you, stored and locked inside of your head. I should know because right now I am inside of your head, peeking around and opening every file you have stored. Plus, I am your mother. I know everything, Nigel. You can't hide anything from me. And I'm thinking that you would have probably guessed that I would have had a peek inside of your head. And I would have tried to dispel all the twisted and perverted thoughts you have, cleansing you of your sinful urges. Dear son, I am doing quite the opposite. You see, there's a time and place for the perverted thoughts you have. Not everyone needs to know them, obviously. But you also cannot let them fester inside of your head. That's why I'm here now. To encourage and force these thoughts out. I know it's not going to be easy because you are so used to keeping them locked and shunned. But soon, I'm going to pull them out and shine a bright light on your perversions. You're probably feeling nervous, but also slightly aroused. And that's normal, but I do want to encourage you to not be nervous at all. Mommy likes that you're a horny pervert. I know you have downright brutal, hardcore child rape fantasies. And I demand you unleash them from the constraints of your mind. Because here's the thing, my dear son. With me, I can make anything feel like it's real. Your wildest, most depraved fantasies can come true. And this is why I'm encouraging you to let them out. This is the only way, Nigel. Mommy knows that you have thoughts about underage girls. Brutal, non-consensual thoughts about these little cuties. And don't you dare try to deny it either, because mommy knows everything. And mommy wants you to live out these twisted desires with me. And I won't be satisfied until you have shown me your inner pedophile beast. You're gonna do that now, too. You're already deep inside of trance where anything can happen. This is now our perverted playground. I know you have some sick and twisted thoughts about majority of underage girls. However, I know there's a few that really get you going. You know exactly who I'm referring to, son. The daughter of the woman you were close to. It's okay. Let mommy stay inside of your head. You don't want me to leave. In fact, you've been stroking that cock of yours mindlessly this whole time. You keep going. Keep stroking while I bring these sweet daughter dolls to life. I'm going to start feeling almost like your own mother is your brothel mistress, bringing you the sweetest, hottest little girls you've been obsessed with inside your head. My naughty boy. The first little cutie I'm going to bring to life is a particular red-headed preteen. You know the one. Josie. Developing little underage body has driven you crazy, huh? That pale skin and budding puffy nipples. The perfect little cock tease. Do you want to fuck Josie, Nigel? You want to hold that sweet little princess down and force your cock inside of her? Mommy can make that dream come true almost like magic. In 3, 2, 1. Deeper down. And just like that, Josie is underneath you, pinned down by your weight, and your hands holding down those frail little wrists. Her clothes ripped off, legs spread, and the puffiest little opening ready for you. Her soft, smooth, pale armpits are distracting, aren't they? Lick them while you start forcing your cock in. Let's go, son. Fucking rape her. Do it for mommy. Don't give me one moment of hesitation. I want you to rip, slit open, and take what you want while you lick and kiss and fondle those soft little armpits. This little bitch has teased your cock for so long and enough with that gorgeous body and growing little tits. Make her cry and beg for mommy, because I know that'll turn you on. Too bad her mommy won't be here to watch you turn into an animalistic pedo beast just losing control on her precious daughter. Don't hold back, Nigel. Fuck this child like you would fuck me or even your little sister. That's right, don't forget that I know how naughty my incest-loving son is. But right now, it's all about Josie. Just look down at the size difference. How small and frail she is, spreading her legs open for you. And how fucking hot that bald little slit looks stuffed with cock. Let it all out, my pedo bull. Brutally pound this little kitty whore like you want. I'm not going to be satisfied until you've pushed a load inside of this preteen pussy. What you also need to realize is that I am the only person that makes this blissful child sex happen. Mommy can feed you all the tiny little holes you want, give you your ultimate perverted nutrition, spoil you with the cutest little fuck dolls, allowing you to violate and force tiny little child pussies open for your own pleasure, Lose yourself, Nigel. Lose yourself in brutal child rape. Be mommy's filthy kitty fucker. That's it, Nigel. Good job. You like performing for me, don't you? Letting that inner pedo beast out. How does it feel to stuff such a tight hold, baby? Holding her down and ripping into that tiny little body. With me, these little cock teases are nothing but flesh that you use to masturbate with. The tightest, most arousing pieces of rape flesh. Adorable little girls with tight holes to stuff. And Josie's your little kitty fleshlight right now. Dump her little fuck hole with come do it for mommy. Fuck her harder, Nigel. Use that hot little body to dump your cum into. Harder than that. I know you can do better. Yes, there it is. Slamming yourself into a little 10-year-old. Give it to her, Nigel. Give her your pedo spunk and experience what it's like to use a child pussy to make yourself cum. Explode inside of that raped hole. That's it. Mommy is so, so proud of you. Pumping your nasty pedo load inside of that sexy little daughter doll. Yes. Now, why don't you pull out and let mommy see that cream pie? A nice pink abused little hole leaking with cum. And you know, good boys clean up their messes, don't they? Yeah, they do. You know what to do. Let me guide that head where it needs to be, right between Josie's legs. Slurp up that little abused bald slit. And 3, 2, 1, deeper down, son. Lick up your mess. Don't come up until mommy's satisfied. That's a good boy. You have so much more to do, so don't get too comfy. Mommy needs to push you some more. And whenever I count down this next time, another underage daughter doll is going to appear. Another little cutie you've had certain fantasies about. And you're going to really like this one, son. Isn't it fun spending time with mommy? Pushing you to the extreme, feeding your wildest desires. Now, when I count down to 1, Mia is going to appear. It's going to feel like she's right here with us. Cute. Brown-haired Mia with her adorable, soft puppy fat. 3, 2, get ready, dear Nigel. 1, deeper down. And just like that, here she is, right in front of you. Your hands wrapped around her hair. Her cute 8-year-old face just inches away from your cock. Do it, son. Jam that cute face down on your cock. Make this little 8-year-old bitch suck your cock. And don't be gentle. Really ram her head down hard. I want you to use that adorable face and throat rape this little princess. Yes, that's my good boy. Rape that mouth hole like a proper child rapist. Feel her gag. Scream and cry on your cock and use that to fuel yourself to rape her harder. You see, Nigel, this is your inner pedo beast. I saw it as soon as I started really to crawl around inside of your head. You cannot deny your inner desire to brutally rape cute little girls. And you're a depraved pedophile rapist inside. And you're lucky, so lucky to have a mommy like me that'll pull that out, that inner beast, and feed it what it needs. And right now, that inner beast wants to rail Mia's head like it's a cock sleeve. So masturbate with her cute little face. Look at those pretty brown eyes. I mean, she's never looked so cute with a fat adult cock stuffed into her mouth. This is what Mia's good for. Serving men, being a pretty little cock doll. So rape her throat deeper, Nigel. I know you can go harder and deeper than that. Hold on to her pretty brown hair, twist it around your fist, and fucking pump that cock into her mouth. Harder. I want you to imagine her mother is sitting in this room watching you, rubbing herself like a naughty mommy because she sees you losing control on her daughter. And she's never seen a man look so lost in lust for such a young girl. A true pedo rapist. So show her mother what's inside of you. That's it. Flip me over onto her back and kneel beside her now. I want you molesting that hairless preteen body while you wink over her body. Yes, that's it, Nigel. Grope and rub that soft, smooth puppy fat. You're gonna come all over her cute little belly and flat chest. Rub that chubby little cunny while you empty your balls. How's it feel to have your hands all over Mia, a little 8-year-old child, molesting and using such a young girl as a fucking cum rag? Sweet Mia with that baby fat making her sexy little body even more underdeveloped and immature. Come, Nigel. Come for Mia. Glaze that puppy fat with semen while you finger that little hole. Make her mother even more horny for you while she watches how fucking depraved you are. Yes, that's my good boy. Yes, admiring your cum splattering all over that smooth underage skin. Swipe some of it onto that puffy little cunny, too. You know what I'm gonna say now, don't you? Good boys, clean their mess. So lick Mia's sweet preteen skin, that cute rape flesh. I bet her mother would even get hornier if she was watching this. How eagerly you lick up your own cum off her daughter. You're doing such an amazing job, baby. Listening to your mother so well. Letting all your hardcore perverted fantasies out for us to play with. And I have one more for you today, my son. I'm going to expect you to really let it all out on this one because I know you want to. Whenever I count down this time, you're going to picture little Della so much so that it's going to feel like she's right here in the room with us. Mm-hmm. Cute, sexy little 6-year-old Della with her tan mixed race skin and that pretty curly hair. So tiny and so fucking sexy. 3, 2, 1. Deeper down, son. Here's Della, standing right before you, scared and shy, nude. Her petite little body is stunning, isn't it? So flat and tiny, but oh, so gorgeous. That tiny little coin slot between her legs. You're gonna rip this bitch open, aren't you? While you're standing before her, why don't you pick her up and wrap those tiny legs around your waist? She's so light too, huh? Light as a feather, little 6-year-old. Now grab her cute little ass cheeks and push inside that kindergarten cunny. Force your cock inside of the tiniest hole you've ever felt. Do it, Nigel. Do it now. Don't be slow and gentle. Take what the fuck you want, son. Treat Della like she's a fuck doll. Your tiny little princess fuck doll. I want you to rape this 6-year-old as hard as her black daddy fucked her mother. Pure animalistic fucking. Using little daughter dolls to wank your cock. This is what mommy can gift you. And you're my pedo fuck stud. Just endless pounding onto little girls, raping their innocence out. This is everything you've ever wanted. The best sex you've ever had. All thanks to your mommy accomplice, your child rape dealer. You need this, my son. You need to feel what it's like to brutally rape a little six-year-old like that. Just animalistically fucking this child standing up, pumping your hips rapidly into the tiniest little kindergarten cunny. Mommy loves you, Nigel. I love you even more seeing you lose all morality and just diving deep into your true desires. Just bouncing Dayla like she's a fucking object, a sex doll, ripping into her tight little hole. You don't want to make love to these little cuties. You want to force fuck their sexy little bodies, stretching their little fuck holes to the max, making them call you pedo daddy. You can't hide anything from me, Nigel. You're gonna give me everything inside of your head, and then give all that primal pedo rage to your favorite little rape dolls, because mommy knows best. And what's best is that you continue to rape these kitty fuck meats for me. This is your final load, son, a load for this kindergarten cutie. So grab her harder and bounce that little bitch faster on your cock. Mommy's gonna count down, and I want you to come the hardest you have right inside of Dayla. I want this load so explosive, it shoots out of her little raped hole because she's stuffed so hard and so deep. Here we go, Nigel, to the count of 1, 10. I know you'd love this reminder that you're inside of a six-year-old right now, forcing inside her cunny while she begs for her mommy. 9. Your mommy's pervert pedo now, fueled by child rape and tight kitty fuck holes. 8. You love the idea of their own mothers watching you, a man they know and trust completely, ravaged and raped their little princesses while they get secretly turned on. 7. Mommy wants to feed you more and more little girls, diving deeper into your perversion, becoming my insatiable pedophile bull. 6. Every tiny fuck hole gets filled with your cum, stretched and torn open all for the sake of your cock. You never getting enough of these underage holes. 5. Bounce Dayla harder on your cock, Nigel. Prove to me how much of a child fucker you are as you impale a sexual fleshlight on your cock. 4. Child pussy and cunny is your obsession. You can't get away from it. It owns you. It dominates your thoughts until you bust inside those underdeveloped wombs. 3. Make mommy proud and use Dayla to dump another load into. Around mommy, that's all these underage cock dolls are. Kitty cum dumps for my Nigel too. Get ready to explode, baby. Rape Dayla like you're trying to make her cum, but she's just your cute little cum dump. 1. Come, Nigel. Come. Come inside that six-year-old hole. Flood Dayla with your sperm, your skinny little rape doll. Give that little kitty cunny all your podo spunk, all of this blissful cock pleasure gifted to you by your mother. Now be a good boy and clean up your mess from that raped little cunny. Suck it all out, Nigel, and enjoy that mixture of sweet cunny nectar mixed with your potent sperm. That's a good boy. Every single drop, mommy's good pervert. You did such a good job today. Yes, and I think you enjoyed this session as much as your mother did. Yes, let your heart beat slow now. Nice and slow. Let your erection ease and soften. Good boy. The taste of kitty cream pies on your tongue. Slow everything down and know that you did such a good job for me. And from now on, every time you hear my voice, You will immediately remember I take on the form of your mother, your mommy accomplice. And mommy knows just what you need, Nigel. Now, when I count up to five, you will come out of my trance and you will feel refreshed. You will also feel as though your hardcore perversions are a bit more at bay, manageable, until you need to come back to mommy to rub them out, of course. Remember, you can never hide who you are from your mother. One, you feel so relaxed and satiated. Two, becoming more awake and feeling normal. Three, your heartbeat has slowed and you feel so rejuvenated. Two, almost out of trance. One, awake. Great session today, patient. I think you are gaining some valuable insight through our hypnotherapy sessions. Until next time, Nigel.